堂听 class.com。
Lesson 7, Voiced and Voiceless Consonants. In English, many of the consonants come in pairs. The two sounds in each pair are the same, except that one of them uses the voice and the other doesn't. Now, speakers from some languages will often mix up the voiced and voiceless sounds, especially at the ends of words. So let's work on that. We already looked at some of the pairs. For example, earlier in the tape, we explored the voiced z and the voiceless And later, in course number 3, the next cassette in the series, there's a whole section on the peculiarities of the S and Z sounds at the ends of words. So we'll skip over that for now, and move on to the voiced zh and voiceless sh, which we also met once before in lesson 5. So, here are some pairs of words ending in both sounds. Beige, bash. You hear the voice at the end of the first, beige, and you hear no voice at the end of the second. Bash. Here are a few more. Loge. Gauche. Brush. Rouge. Now, since the zh doesn't occur very often at the ends of words, let's look at a few pairs with these sounds in the middle. Visual. Vicious. Delicious, collision, cashier, casual. And of course you remember from the earlier lesson that syllables spelled T-I-O-N or double S-I-O-N contained the voiceless sh sound, like in diction and passion. While syllables spelled with single S-I-O-N contained the voiced zh, like inversion and confusion. And you'll find additional drills for zh and sh in the manual under Lesson 7, Section 1. But now let's move on to the sounds of the voiceless f and the voiced v, especially at the ends of words. Now, you worked on the placement of v earlier, the lower lip placed lightly against the top teeth. The f is exactly the same, but without using the voice. Don't press too hard. Now let's try some word pairs with these sounds. Safe, save. Have, half. Relief, relieve. Grieve, grief. And a few other words with a voiced V. Be sure not to change it into an F. Cave, not cafe. Behave, Steve, and a couple of quick sentence contrasts. I have half of the leaf. I feel safe when I leave and my relief shows up. And you'll find additional drills for this pair in Lesson 7, Section 2 of the manual. Okay, let's do a really quick review of forming the TH sounds. Remember, you actually stick your tongue out and force the air between your upper teeth and tongue. Sometimes it uses the voice, this, that, other. Sometimes it doesn't use the voice, thing, thin, thought. Well, sometimes THs can come at the ends of words, too. And let's look at some of them in pairs. Teeth, teeth. New teeth make a baby teeth. Soothe, sooth. The soothsayer can soothe away your worries. Bath, bathe. He can bathe in the bathtub. And many of the sequence or ordinal numbers end in the voiceless TH, words like fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, etc. And there are extra word lists and drills for voiced and voiceless TH in Lesson 7, Section 3. Now let's try the difference between the P, P, and the B, B. Remember the B from a few minutes ago? The B uses the voice and the P doesn't. Cab, cap. Tab, tap. Cop, cob. Now, a few more words ending in B. Keep the voicing. Don't substitute a voiceless P. Tribe, not tripe. Crib, cab, crab, hub. And some short sentences with both P and B endings. Stop that cab. Can the cop nab the criminal? The hotel let me keep the robe. And there are additional drills for this pair in section 4 of lesson 7. Okay, on to the next pair, the sound of the voiced g, g, and the voiceless k, k. Try these word contrasts. Sack, sag, mug, muck, hock, hog, bag, back, and a few more words ending in the g, g sound. Pig, brag. Don't turn it into K, not pick, brack. Keep the voice going through the soft explosion. Drag, big, mug. And some sentences containing both. Crack open the keg. Don't kick the dog. He was struck on the back by a plastic bag. And you'll find additional drills for this pair in Lesson 7, Section 5 of the manual. And we'll end this lesson with a quick look at the T and D. Let's make sure that you can separate those two. Seat, seed. Don't push your tongue too hard. Don't actually push it against your teeth. Let your tongue hit behind your teeth. Don't explode either sound very much. Sad. Sat. Height. Hide. A few more words with D. Do a very soft explosion and keep your voice moving through that D. Bead. Not beat. Bead. Bread, said, had. And you'll find extra drills for this pair in Lesson 7, Section 6. And actually, we're going to spend a lot more time with T and D in course number 3, because these sounds can do some peculiar things in American speech. So now rewind to the beginning of this lesson and repeat all of the drills from the tape and the manual. Concentrate on pronunciation as well as American muscle style and intonation.